on each little tree, there's a whole bunch of more little trees. And these trees that are called villi are made of these little cells. They're just little, teeny little cells. And they have little junctions between them, little gates or junctions. So there's all these little square, they look like skin cells, if you've ever seen those, like under a microscope. They're little square cells, and there's just a billions of them in there, little tiny cells, and they have these little, they're connected like this. Well, when you eat something, or something comes through the pipe down into the small intestine that your body can't quite, it doesn't quite know what to do with. Like, this kind of looks like a strawberry, but I'm not sure, because something got messed up top, and I don't know quite what to do with this. It can cause inflammation. Now, when something inflames, what does the tissue do? If I cut myself, what does the tissue do? It inflames, right? It gets red or kind of gets swollen. Same thing happens in here. It's no different. Did you know that the cells inside, from your mouth, from one end to the other end, the whole tube is skin cells? They're just wet. Isn't that amazing? So if you think about it, you're just one big envelope that's turned inside out. It's dry, 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 and as soon as it goes in, it goes wet. And it stays wet all the way, and then it gets dry again. And then all the other stuff's just stuck in the middle in there. It's great. So these cells are wet, and they get swollen or inflamed because you're eating something you're not supposed to eat, or something you're allergic to, or something that didn't get broken down correctly. So these little cells, and they're hooked up by these little gates or junctions in between. So they're neighbors. When you have inflammation, the cells kind of start to spread open. They start to come open. Now, the trees are supposed to get the food, right? We don't want the food leaking in between the cells on the trees. So we have cell that makes up this tree, right? Our little villi that wiggle around. These cells open up, and now the food can leak through and get directly into the bloodstream. Now, I ate a strawberry too fast. I couldn't break it down. It rotted in there. It moves on down through the small intestine, and now I have a little piece of strawberry in there. Am I supposed to have a piece of strawberry in there? No, I'm supposed to have all the little tiny parts of the strawberry. Well, that piece of strawberry gets in there, and it finds one little junction that's kind of open, and that piece of strawberry just happens to go down that right there, and it gets into the bloodstream. Now, what is the blood going to do with a whole piece of strawberry? What's it going to think? We got an invader, right? Somebody got...